The two lawsuits claimed current congressional districts unfairly favor Republicans who hold six of the state's eight U.S. House seats. The Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected both cases on Wednesday afternoon without explanation. Robert Yablon is an attorney with UW-Madison's State Democracy Research Initiative. He says justices may have been thinking about recent instances of the U.S. Supreme Court getting involved in redistricting decisions from state courts. He says rejecting the cases could also be a way for Wisconsin justices to signal their independence.
It may have thought that it just wouldn't be great for the court's institutional integrity if it was taking up such a politically charged lawsuit, maybe close in time after an election.
Yablon says legal challenges to the congressional map could still happen, but in the lower courts. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.